production.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's remarks at a State Department public policy forum on Latin America were some of the strongest by an Obama administration official to date about increasing Iranian activity in the region. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad recently visited Venezuela, Brazil, and Bolivia, and Iran has established close political, trade, and other relationships with several left-leaning Latin American governments. Clinton said the United States has no problem with non-Western Hemisphere countries having legitimate business and investment activities in Latin America, but she said U.S. officials are concerned about what she said is Iran's interest in promoting itself in countries like Venezuela and Bolivia. She said allowing Iranian influence to take root is, in her words, a very bad idea for the countries involved.
We hope that there will be a recognition that this is the major supporter, promoter, and exporter of terrorism in the world today. The Revolutionary Guard of Iran, which is increasing its control over the country because of the elections, which were a stark example of the abuse of human rights in action, is deeply involved in the economy as well as the security issues of Iran. And I think that if people want to flirt with Iran, they should take a look at what the consequences might well be for them. And we hope that they will think twice, and we're going to support them if they do.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates has expressed similar concerns about Iran. Tehran is accused of involvement in the 1990s bomb attacks on a Jewish center and the Israeli embassy in Buenos Aires. Clinton also reiterated U.S. worry about countries in Latin America where leaders who, after being democratically elected, move to undermine constitutional rule, citing in particular Venezuela and Nicaragua.
We need to make it absolutely an article of faith that any leader elected must not just further his own position and his power base, but respect the rights of the people who elected him and build up the democracy so that democratic development and economic development can go hand in hand.
Clinton said she hoped to see in the not-too-distant future a democratic Cuba, which she said would be extraordinarily positive for the hemisphere.
Thank you all very much.
David Gollis, VOA News, the State Department.